KORN News Radio Sports for this Monday, December 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State seniors Brooklyn Meyer and Madison Mathewitz each scored 28 points on Saturday as the Jackrabbits would defeat Northern Arizona 88-72. The Jackrabbits now improved to 8-2 on the season. Meyer and Mathewitz combined to shoot 23 of 34 from the field. Jackrabbits shot 54% for the game. They'll be at Northern Iowa this week on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. The SDSU men, they would lose at home on Saturday, 84-81 to Idaho. Jaden Jackson had a game-high 21 points, while Damon Wilkinson added 16 points and 7 rebounds off the bench for SDSU. Jackson, he would miss a three-pointer at the end of regulation that would have forced overtime. The SDSU men fall to 5-5 on the season. They'll be at Ball State coming up on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. SDSU volleyball had their season come to an end Friday night with a 3-1 loss to Arizona in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Outside hitter Sylvie Guntz led the Jackrabbits with 21 kills and 14 digs, while setter Riley Martin added 39 assists. SDSU volleyball ends the season with a 23-5 record. It was their third all-time appearance in the NCAAs. Meanwhile, Arizona went on to lose to the number 2 seed Stanford on Saturday night, 3-1. USD men's basketball would fall in overtime on Saturday at Northern Colorado, 89-87. Isaac Bruins matched his career high for the second straight game, leading the Coyotes with 28 points. USD men, 5-5 on the season, will be at Wyoming tomorrow at 7:30 Central Time. And the USD women's basketball team would also lose on Saturday, 67-63 to Eastern Washington. Coyotes struggled offensively, hitting just 27% of their shots and going 1 of 13 in the fourth quarter. USD women fall to 8-2 on the season. They'll be at Bradley coming up on Wednesday, a very early start at 11 a.m. Central Time. Also over the weekend, Mitchell Colonel Boys Wrestling ended up splitting their season opening duels on Friday night, defeating Chamberlain 48-35, then losing at T 54-29. Mitchell Boys Wrestling would then lose all three duels on Saturday in Watertown, one to the Arrows, one to Yankton, and another one to T. Mitchell Boys Wrestling competes at the Rapid City Invitational starting Friday at 11 a.m. Meanwhile, Mitchell Girls Wrestling picked up a pair of victories on Friday night in T, defeating the Titans 30-11 and defeating Chamberlain 36-6. Mitchell Girls off to a 2-0 start. They will also be in Rapid City on Friday. And Mitchell Marlins Boys Hockey dropped to 0-5-1 on the season with a pair of losses over the weekend. Mitchell would lose at Huron Friday night 6-4, followed by a 10-0 loss to Brookings on Saturday. Mitchell Marlin Boys are off here for the next few weeks. They'll be at Brookings on Friday night, December 26th at 8 p.m. For more sports, check out our website at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.